You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, and we're still waiting to see who they take 19th overall in the first round of the NBA draft. We know that Chet Holmgren goes to Oklahoma City, number two overall. Keenan Murray's been gone from Iowa. Big Ten starting to make some moves. There's nobody I know that knows more about basketball, watches it more, critiques it more, played it at a high level than Terry Kunze. Great player, just went into the Minnesota Basketball Hall of Fame. But he sees it all like nobody I've ever seen. And so I said, Kunze, we got to have you on to break this down a little bit and tell us what's going on. He joins us on John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. Terry, were you surprised when the kid from Duke went number one overall?
No, not at all. I think looking at Orlando, they have that Bamba, that center, a 6'11 yep. kid that's playing pretty well, that's young. And they're a little weak they got beat on the boards, Mike. And I think Pachero, he's ready. He's NBA ready. He's a man. Shoots a three, very athletic. He really helped them both defensively and on the boards, which they just got beat up on badly.
Does his style play pretty well, do you think, to the NBA?
Well, yeah, I think Mike's teams are he lets them play. You know, they play they spread the court. You know, he's got three players that could be going the top 12.
Yeah,
they always have some players. It's surprising that they didn't do as well as I thought they would do during the year.
Yeah, for sure. Holmgren goes number two to Oklahoma City. What do we got here? Highest ever go from when McHale went three overall, right? And he knew he was going to go three pretty much, right?
Yep. And every draft had him going number two. And the thing about what I like about Holmgren is, number one, he doesn't run away from contact, which is it's hard to either have that or you don't. He's more than an adequate 3-point shooter. And he's the best rim protector in the draft by far. The question for him is going to be, is he going to hit the wall after 60 games? It's another world, you know, playing back-to-back and going on the road and being as slight as he is. That's going to be the question. But the other thing he can do, he can on the pick and rolls, he can pick up the guards and play adequate defense. A lot of teams go after the post on a pick and roll, so the post has to switch, and he can certainly do that. So he's a lot of pluses with him. It's just a matter of if he doesn't get hurt.
Are they going to run plays in the baseline for him and allow him to shoot the three that they designed run plays, or is he just going to end up being the open man and that's when he gets his three?
No, he's going to spot up. You know, the way the teams play today, they want their post to be, you know, a rim protector, rebounder, and a 3-point shooter, because all the NBA teams prefer one thing. They want to keep the lane open. And the only way to do that is by having 3-point shooters like Golden State. The other player I really like, and I think is going to be a very good player, is the Davis kid from Wisconsin.
Yeah, you like him?
I really like him. He could be a Murray who played at Denver. He's got a short game. He's got a long game. He's athletic. He's 6'5". And I don't think NBA teams should be going after 6-foot guards because of, you know, they make that switch and the post dunks on their head. You got to go with size. I liked him. And I think Murray from Iowa, you know,
yep.
who he is.
Yep.
He's Wiggins. He's Wiggins.
Is that who he reminds you of the most?
Oh yeah, he's Wiggins. He's 6'8". Wiggins 6'8". Slight build, maybe a little bit better shooter, but athletic. I look at him and I just think of Wiggins. He'd fit right in with someone who plays on a broken floor and gives him some room to operate. I think he's a good player.
Why did Wiggins thrive in Golden State?
Well, first of all, to protect Wiggins a little bit, he gets run out of Minnesota when he averaged 20 a game, Mike.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like he did nothing. They didn't run. They didn't do anything for him. They said he couldn't guard anybody, and you know they had coaching situations that really weren't very well. And the team morale wasn't always the best. They didn't always run back on defense. They had some bad years, and I think going to a team with a veteran coach, and with willing passers who can really shoot it, and play in an open court game where they do half of their stuff is off the broken floor without setting up, allows Wiggins to operate. Wiggins is a little bit of a suspect shooter. We know that. I always call him 1 for 2 every time he goes to the foul line. Mm-hmm. But he turned into their best defender. And in my mind, I thought he was the MVP of the series because he plays the most minutes, Mike. He goes 43, 44 minutes guarding the best player on the floor. Now, that's pretty hard to do. And when does he ever get hurt?
Yep.
I mean, he's played how many years without getting hurt?
Yeah, his rookie year, he played every game, remember?
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, he's playing in the right situation. You know, it's always nice to have guys that can shoot it. You know, you look at what happened with Golden State. They win the game because they could shoot it, really. That's why they won the game. And they get you playing on a broken floor. And that's the way the game is today. It's a three-point game.
Terry Kunze is our guest. If you're the Timberwolves at 19, you're thinking what in terms of position?
Well, here I think the Wolves got to make a decision. I think they want to go big. There's a mention of the kid, the 6'11 kid from Auburn. But if you go big, you know, are you going to get a big that's going to help you next year? I mean, I think the best way to go big is to make a trade. If you look at the Wolves roster, you've got Nas, Vanderbilt, and Russell. Those are three players that, you know, Nas did nothing for us in the playoffs.
Right.
And I think if you're going to go big, I think you got to get a veteran that knows the game, that can do block shots and run the floor. And then they could look at, if they make a trade, I think they've got to get a point guard. I mean, they've got to get a point guard with some size. You've got to get a 6'5", 6'6", point guard. You can always trade for one of those guys. They need that for help right away. I think they need a point guard. And the other thing is they're looking at getting more shooting off the bench. You know, those are the three needs. And so if they get a big that can help them on the boards, it allows Towns to play against different players. Towns can go out and not get beat up every night, which happens a lot. And he doesn't have to guard the 280-pound center that just hammers him.
Yeah.
And then with him out on the floor, look at how that opens up the court for everybody else, because he is their best shooter.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
He is their best shooter. So they you know, I really feel good about the Wolves. I think they've got a great organization. They bring in Conley, and I think the Wolves' success to me was Fitch. That without him, they would not have done what they've done.
What did he do for him from a coaching standpoint? What did you see?
Well, you know what, he doesn't step in the limelight. He's there to help them, and I think they understand. The NBA players want to know a couple of things. Number one, do you know what you're doing? And number two, do you work? And I think he does that. He never criticizes individuals, but he's not afraid to say they should do this better. He does it in a nice way. He's not on the sideline yelling at everybody, you know, like our other guy used to do. And he got them playing together. They liked each other. And I think that's the reason. Who played harder than the Wolves, really, when you look at it? They really played hard.
Now, so what you're saying tonight is you don't expect, I mean, unless they make a trade, they're not going to be any high-impact player that's going to come in and light it up next year for this team with the 19th overall pick, right?
I can't believe they can get a player in the 19th draft that's going to be a factor for next year. If you look at all the NBA rosters, how many rookies, 19 or later, we're in the lineup with major roles with the NBA teams.
Yeah.
It's a big step, Mike. I think one thing, you know, if you take a kid out of the G League, I really think you know what you got more than you do taking a kid out of college.
Okay, so that leads to my next question, though, Terry. Now that this NIL is in play and the transfer portal and the money is getting so big, I talked to Conley about this the other day. He says the draft has already gotten shorter because you can make more staying in your college, especially if it's a Power 5 conference, than you can go into the G League. How is this NIL money going to play out in college basketball? Is it going to make the college game better or worse or what?
Well, aren't they paying G League players around $100,000?
Right, and you can make more than that now if you're a good player in a top conference.
Well, you got to be pretty good, Mike.
You got to be pretty good. I heard.
You got to be pretty good.
The one kid that one of the colleges signed mid $300,000 is what he expects to make to play college next year.
Well, you know, the worst job now is being a college coach.
How do you manage
that? Don't blame the guys leaving. They just leave. And the thing of it is, Mike. If you look at what are there about 371 D1 teams in the country, okay? Now, if you got 1,500 players in the portal, are all those players going to find a school? No.
No way.
Well, look at Willis. Willis leaves the U. Where'd he go? You think his first choice was college or Charleston?
No.
No. No one would take him. So that's where he ended up. And he came back. And, you know, it's just a mess. I mean, college is just a mess right now. I mean, if you don't play a kid, he'll leave. You know, on a major college level, realistically, if you're going to play major college basketball and you're not a 7-footer and you don't start your first year, you have to leave.
If your hopes and dreams are professional, right?
That's right. You if you don't start your first year as a guard, they're going to bring in new guys. You're never going to start, so you got to start looking around.
It's just
unbelievable. You know, rosters can change in a year.
Yeah.
Look at the Gophers.
Oh yeah, for the last 2 years now, completely.
Okay,
last question for you. 1972, 50 years ago, the Gophers won a Big Ten championship with Jim Brewer and Ron Behagen and Dave Winfield and that group. I understand they're celebrating it some this summer as best they can. Where were you at in 72, and what do you remember about that group?
Yeah. Well, I was in Europe and saw the big fight on TV.
Did you?
Yes. And you know what? The Ohio State coach, what was his name, the Ohio State
was
coach?
Was it Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on a plane with Taylor, and he's blaming me for the fight, and that was 20 years later, 30 years later. I mean, really, he just never got over it. But, you know, the thing about the Gophers were they kind of tease people, you know. The people go to see the game or the warm-up.
Yeah, back then, yep. Yep.
So they played boring basketball. They scored 50 points a game. And
they won. But they did sweep Georgia Brown before the game, right?
That's right. That's what Flip did at Golden Valley Lutheran. He ran the same thing at the Golden Valley Lutheran. I used to go watch his teams play.
Well, were Brewer and Behagen, though, two first-round picks, were they really good? What was that like? Were they impossible to play against?
Well, from what I'm hearing, and, you know, don't quote me on this, but the reason that Muss was really disliked in the Big Ten. They had a meeting where they brought up players that the Big Ten shouldn't touch, and they all agreed. Musselman signed them all.
won.
That's right.
I've heard that story too. Everybody said.
Oh, you did yet?
I heard that everybody said you stay away from Behagen, and Musselman said, "Who in the hell is this Behagen? He must be pretty good. Let's go get him." All right, Terry. Appreciate it very much. Your insights are always appreciated. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, thanks, Mike. You take care. Have a good day.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Terry Kunze, basketball guru in these parts. We still got another lottery pick that's going to be on with us tonight as we cover this draft from every direction that we can. Timberwolves are still a ways away at 19 overall. Chet Holmgren, as we said, goes number 2 overall to Oklahoma City. And those are really the two compelling storylines. We can fill in the Keegan Murrays and all that, but I don't think you have a lot of interest in that. It's about those two spots. And they're at the 13th pick right now overall. So at 19, Wolves are still 40 minutes away or so. So we'll keep you posted on that and much more. That's what we do. This is Sports to the Max on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.